B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, final hour of the program, as promised, right back to your phone calls with Jones and Hook alongside Anthony and Medford on the Sox last night. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Mike, you mentioned that was atrocious. He has to have an Hernandez bunt. What happens to the next batter? Because he was the ninth batter in Hernandez, and then Mookie Betts hits a deep fly ball. If knucklehead Jackie Bradley, if they just bunted like Corey Schroeder, the game would have been over. And they left runners, like you said, the ninth and tenth, after they tied up with the two homers in the eighth. They had runners on the ninth and the tenth inning. They couldn't get him in. He should have bunted.
Okay. And
that was atrocious, man.
And the 11th, Anthony, they loaded the bases after Bradley got thrown out. So they still had their chances. Their offense had let them down last night. Just for the record, I do bunt in that situation. That's the only time. Winning run, second base. And when I say winning run, I don't mean it's a 3-3 game in the sixth and I bump the guy over.
Yeah, you're walking off. Yeah.
Ninth inning, extra inning, winning run at second base, nobody out. Again, usually first and second, nobody out is the real one, but fine. Runner on second, nobody out. I do bunt him over. But that doesn't mean you a lot. Then the runner can get thrown out at third by acting like a jackass.
No, I don't.
And I thought you would be, Jones, as the foremost Jackie Bradley basher in town.
Yeah,
I thought you'd be salivating at the chance.
This makes sense. The one thing I actually think he does okay is run the bases. Like, you know, his defense is overrated. He can't hit. We all know that. I generally think he's a good base runner. I'm not totally sold that's completely on his own, FYI. And secondarily, I'm not saying...
There's no call to go on contact from second to third.
I'm not saying... I don't know. I wonder...
trust me.
I wonder, based on Bradley and his base running, who generally does things right, maybe he butchered it. I'm not even defending Jackie Bradley
on that. So you're saying they called from the bench, on contact, you run to third?
I wonder.
That doesn't exist, Jones. Well, you ever play Little League?
Yes, but not for a long time. So admittedly, maybe I wasn't very good.
Neither,
and I wasn't very good at Little League.
The contact plays from third. You don't have contact plays to go from second to
regardless.
Third.
Regardless. So I'm not letting Jackie Bradley off the hook. I'm not. I just start with the manager who bunted earlier in the game and then didn't bunt there. I wouldn't have bunted in either situation.
I would have bunted in the second one.
That's fine. All I know is if you have conviction and you feel strongly about something, then you're consistent. And he wasn't. So that's my issue. It's clear that Cora's just flying by the seat of his pants. It was the same guy. It was Bradley both times on the bases. It was Hernandez both times. One time he bunted, the other he didn't. That's my issue. That's a bigger issue than with Bradley.
Nick in Brooklyn has a Celtics thought. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes, how you doing? My concern, I'm a 40-year Boston Celtics fan, and my concern, my son and I, we both were 10 games at the Barclays Center in Boston and Advocate fan. And my concern, what I'm hearing, is that the Lakers and the Sacramento Kings are leaning the cut and waiting for Boston to make a stupid mistake because we are small in the middle. Only thing we have in the middle is 7-1 Florio and Robert Williams at 6'10", and I think the gentleman from Portland we signed at 6'10". We are small in the middle, and we are getting killed. You have a guy like Taco Fall, 7'6", runs the floor. I've been watching all the moves, block shots.
What moves?
Taco Falls. Do not release this guy under no circumstances. Okay. If you got to sign him to the D-League and then halfway with the Celtics, do not let the Lakers and Sacramento King get their hands on him. They are waiting on the Celtics to make a stupid mistake and let him go. Don't trade him for a second-round pick. Keep him.
Okay, Nick, thank you for the call. Don't engage the callers, Jones. Let them speak. They'll drop, and then we'll go to you. Your response to Taco Fall.
He just said don't trade him for a second-round pick. I'd trade him for a second-round pick yesterday. The whole league passed on. The Celtics passed on him four times. The Celtics went, who'd they start with? Langford, then Williams, then Carson Edwards, then Tremont Waters. Then they brought in Taco Fall after that. He was the Celtics' fifth choice. Never mind, 60 picks in the draft, no one took him.
So wait a minute.
Does he move okay for his size? Sure. I guess that still makes him the slowest guy on the floor.
So what if they passed on him? Maybe they missed like everybody else, but now they realize what they have.
Yeah, okay, I'm just telling you, there's a reason everybody passed on him. There's a reason the whole league passed on him, and they passed on him four different times, because he's not good. I'd trade him for a second-round pick right this second. Yes.
Why would you not just wait to see what does a second-round pick do for you?
I don't know. It's apparently something they didn't deem worthy of spending on Taco Fall the first time, so I take it.
Why are you so down on this player?
I don't think anyone's offered you a second.
I don't think they have either. Because he's a sideshow. Because he's not actually talented. He's interesting. He is interesting. Because he's a giant and he's a statue and he doesn't move. And, like, I guess that's interesting. But do you want guys who can play basketball or guys who are interesting? If you want guys who are interesting in a sideshow like the bearded lady at the circus, then great. Go ahead. But if you want guys who can play basketball, I'd start with cutting the 7'7 stiff and trading him for a second-round pick. That's what I'd do.
Okay. Here's Evan in Weymouth on the 18-game schedule. Hi, Evan.
Yeah, Felger. March Madness a few years back, they thought about going to 96 games, 120 games. And then someone finally smart enough in the room said this product is as close to perfect as possible. And that's what we're talking about with the NFL. I'll hear your thoughts.
So I think the NFL has a little more room. I think every other sport gives you too much, too much. Baseball is self-evident. I mean, it's just preposterous. 162. But I think even hockey and basketball, after an 82-game season, you have to go 4x7 in the playoffs. It's like the playoffs are too long. Hockey for sure. It's like, come on. You know, so I think every sport is oversaturated, too many games, too much inventory. Every sport needs to slim down, except football. I think football's got a little room to go.
So, okay, so you say a little. So you do acknowledge there's an issue.
Meaning?
Meaning at some point there's a breaking point.
Yeah. But they have a ways to go till they hit the breaking point.
So 20 games?
Maybe that's it. I think 18 is totally, I would not feel oversaturated at 18 games.
My issue, and I don't believe Marshall's issue, is oversaturation. My issue is the dumb players only play in 16. Like, just if you're going to play an 18-game schedule, everybody should be available for the full 18-game schedule. I don't think 18 games is the end of the world. It's the stupid guys have to sit for two. Everybody has to sit for two games. That's my issue.
But at the same time, I think there were times this year, you know, what did they end the year with? The Jets and Buffalo? How many people said, can we just move on to the playoffs already? I mean, do we really need to watch them walk over these two teams?
Aren't we saying that in September about the Patriots?
Yeah, yes. I mean, so there's a lot of throwaway games for the Patriots because, again, they've lapped everybody. But I'm not telling you that those are great games. I just want more games because when the games are over, what are you left with? What are you left with? Jones is Australian Open. You know what I mean?
I do like the Australian.
I mean, what the hell do you... So, if it's not, like, is that a good product versus a fully staffed game? I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying I'd rather have that than the alternative, which is a blank TV screen.
Yeah, that's what the XFL's for. Go watch the XFL.
No, it's not. I've tried the other leagues. No dice. I tried the AAF or whatever that thing was. No good.
Yeah, well, now you're turning weeks 1 through 16 in the NFL into AAF. It's getting worse, though. You're trending that way.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
Brian in New Bedford. Hi, Brian on the Red Sox.
Hi, Mike. Just calling because I think back in early February when Cora came out and said, you know, we're going to get our team off to a slow start so everybody can get into place. Nothing for nothing, but those guys had 2.5 months off. Every team put their foot on that gas back in February. And for us to think that we were too good to start in February after a 2-month layoff, I think that it is hurting us to this day.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. That's Jones's point to lead off the show. You look at a loss last night and go back to April, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I just think I'd be willing to cut them more slack for this series if they weren't so desperate to dig their way out still of where they positioned themselves in April. Like, they're still trying to dig their way out of that. If this were last year's Red Sox, for instance, maybe that's an extreme example because they won 108 games. But if this were a normal Red Sox team and they had a series where they smoked the Dodgers one game, they got smoked another game, the other one went 12 innings, they threatened, they couldn't win. All right, no harm, no foul. I prefer they won, obviously, but I'd cut them a little more slack. I wanted to give them a pity point, like a hockey overtime loss point. I wanted to give them that last night. But because they buried themselves in April, they can't waste opportunities like this. You're still digging your way out. So when something like that presents itself, you have to dig your way out.
Tom in Warwick. Hi, Tom.
Yeah. What do you think about putting Sales in a bullpen for a while?
There's our second of the day. Tom, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Not meaning to dump on you, but I told you we get 2 a day.
No, I think it's a good idea.
2 a day.
I think, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. Put Sale at Hook. What do you think of that? Put Sale at the closer? That's not a bad idea. Honestly, it's the first time I've thought about it.
I've broken down this math.
$30 million a year, put him out there at close. You know what? That's an interesting idea now that you propose it that way. I haven't even considered.
$9 million was way too much for Adam Ottavino, an established closer in Colorado who's pitching great for the Yankees.
Absurd.
We can't pay him $9 million a year.
No.
So now, instead of Dave Dombrowski's plan to put 17 and change in the bullpen.
Yep.
You're saying we put the full 30 into the bullpen.
Yep.
The full 30 right there in the closer's role.
Let's have Sale throw his arm out of the bullpen before his extension is even kicked in. I think that's a good idea.
Caller, they don't like your idea, in case you can't figure it out. Ed in Milton. Hi, Ed.
Hey, here's my proposal for an 18-week schedule. You have 18 weeks. You extend it one game.
I know, two buys. So 17 games over 18 weeks.
Okay, who do you play in the extra game? You play the opposite conference matching sort of seed. So, for example, Patriots play the Rams. New Orleans plays Kansas City.
Sure, you know, I got you.
And if you're playing that same conference, then obviously the schedule has to change. Therefore, you have all these. You have the sucky games. You know, the Jets versus.
And I'll just cut you off there. I just think there's room for more games. I think there's room for more games. And I'm telling you, if the owners want to grow the pie, they're running out of ways to increase revenue. They're not running out of ways to make money. They're making it. They just exist. It's like, I don't know how much more they can get out of TV without giving them more inventory, because the ratings have sort of peaked. They're phenomenal, but you know, you can't. It's higher to go higher. It's hard to go higher than they've gone, and they're probably not with all the, you know, the fracturing and all the online stuff and streaming stuff. The numbers are probably going to start trickling down. In fact, expansion's hard because you can't get these places to build stadiums,
and that also waters down the product, which I think this would do. I'll repeat myself. I don't have an issue with 18 games necessarily.
I don't know how they grow the pie without giving the networks more inventory.
Great. So give them more inventory. Give them the 18 games, or add playoff games or something like that. I don't need 2 weeks a year where you're guaranteed to have, you know, no quarterbacks out there. And while you said the Garoppolo games were fun, and you're right, and it'd be more talk show radio fodder here, which we'd all be on board with, I don't know that it's a good thing for the league. More Brett Hundley and more Dan Orlovsky and Brian Hoyer.
It's either that or, again, the monster truck.
No. Just let them play all 18 games. Why does it have to be more backup quarterbacks?
Because this is just a way to facilitate this, and that was a proposal, so you don't get both. You don't get the only way.
Then I stay at 16.
You're
yes.
not getting
then,
it anyway.
Okay, so I'll take monster trucks.
You'd rather watch monster trucks than an extra week of NFL football.
Yep.
And again, I hesitated because I know it's not full NFL, small
NFL,
small
football.
N. Okay, yep. it's mini NFL
ish.
Football.
Small N, big F is what it is.
I'm still taking NFL ish over figure skating.
Nope.
I am.
Nope.
I am.
You know what? The distance makes the heart grow fonder. I'll take a couple extra weeks off so I miss football, as opposed to 18 weeks of crap.
I like the backup quarterback stuff. I do. I think it's another test to show just what you're made of. And I think that some of the best stuff that the Patriots have done in the last two decades, another one of the testaments to them is that when they've lost Tom Brady, they've still won at a high clip. 14-6 without Tom Brady. 14-6. 11-5 with Matt Castle. 3-1 with Garoppolo and Brissett. I think that is a great statement for where you are as a program, and all these other teams like my Packers or the Colts that just absolutely fall apart and crater when they lose their quarterback, and you're still winning at a 750 winning percentage. That's impressive. That's a pretty neat trick. And I don't know, I've enjoyed those statements by the Patriots over the years. So give me more. Give me more of the backup quarterback. I'm fine with that. Ugh. Versus the alternative.
More Brissett. I remember you saying that a few years ago. Jacoby Brissett.
I remember that. A blank TV screen, Jones. And it's important for you because you obviously don't leave the house. Could use some sun, seriously.
That's true. I could use more stuff to watch. That's
freaking
true.
Vampire. Yep. Back to your thoughts right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First down and 15 from the Houston 27. Blunt offset to the right. Play fake by Brissett. He's going to run. Get him into the 25, 20, 15, 10. Jacoby with a cut at the 5.
He's
moving ahead. Diving for a touchdown. Patriots!
This place is going nuts. What are you going to do, NFL? You got the third quarterback on your roster running a bootleg on the keeper against the high-tier defense. He shakes his bakes down at the 5, makes the guy miss, and Jacoby Brissett, the Pied Piper, folks, follow him right now because he's leading you to a 10-point lead at home. And boy, is this place feeling it for the kid. What a run.
I told you, he's going to pound you with backup quarterback highlights. And I'm going to pound Jones with the Taco Fall people.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Jesse and Easton. What do you got, Jesse?
Jones, you're killing me, Smalls. This poor guy, Taco Fall, has been in Boston for not even a month yet. You're already giving him the Bradley Smart treat. Now, to be fair, when they first picked him up, I would have agreed with you. I was like, ah, this guy's just a sideshow. What can he really do? Everyone pass on him. But then I watched him play a little bit. He clearly has a unique skill set. Mm-hmm. He alters shots. Mm-hmm. So has he not at least earned at least a stay of execution, if nothing else, into, you know,
exactly,
preseason training camp?
Yeah, why don't you just take a flyer on the guy? I don't get it, especially when he's worked out so far.
Well, they already have two-way deal guys, which are Portland guys, signed. So right now, unless something changes there, they'd have to put him on the actual roster. So, yeah, there's no chance I'd put him on the actual roster.
It's Michael Bishop all over again. That's what this is. It's Michael Bishop.
I was going to say,
we're all very excited about the potential of the speedy quarterback, I'm sorry, really obscenely tall guy.
Yeah.
Who makes me look mobile.
The caller said he enjoyed watching Taco Fall. Did you enjoy all 7 minutes he played in the summer league game? Was it yesterday? Was it Saturday? What day did they play when they lost? He played 7 minutes, and he's not out there in crunch time. He's not out there when it matters in summer league against other scrubs. And while, yes, he is altering some shots, you know whose shots he's not altering? Any big who can play out on the perimeter. Like, have fun with Taco Fall out on the... He can stand like this under the hoop if guys run face first into him. But I said this to Tony Mazz when we were talking about this the other week. Brook Lopez sucks. And Brook Lopez is going to shoot over him all game long. I don't even like Brook Lopez. He can't guard guys like that. That's the NBA. He's barely even playing in summer league.
The key to Taco Fall is you carry him on your roster just for the occasional important inbounds play. That's it. Like, you create an entire NBA roster spot so once or twice a game he can stand there and just put his hands up in front of some guy trying to throw the ball in.
The summer league team deemed he couldn't even do that. They played a two-point game against a team they already whooped the night before. You know, it was like the final minute in the game. The summer league team didn't even want to use him for that. Now you want an NBA team using that.
It's the walrus and the goalie plan. That's what this is. Uh-huh.
Dave in Clarksburg had a thought on our conversation earlier about John Henry and the Sox payroll. What is it, Dave?
Yeah, like the guys, some of them are complaining that he doesn't spend enough. Well, I agree with Felger. I think he spent enough this year. But I got a bit of a solution, I think, to the bullpen. You say they're not spending enough money. In my opinion, what they should do, since they already are going to put Evaldi in the bullpen, so obviously you're spending more money in the bullpen there. Secondly, they just got Cashner from Baltimore. Baltimore isn't good, but he's having a good year. He's pitching better this year than Sale is. So throw Sale in as the closer.
There
you
we
just
go.
Upgrade the bullpen.
You knew it was coming.
Sale. I didn't know this was coming again.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, don't talk over the caller,
nope,
Mike.
Yeah, seriously, Mike. Let him talk.
Dave,
yeah.
Quickly finish.
I just think you upgrade Sale because you put him as a closer. He's better than anybody you got.
Okay, Dave. Thank you very much.
You know what? I got an idea.
You know what? When he puts it that way, I like it.
Let's just put them all in the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
Like,
no starters.
All of them.
Yep.
Yeah, no starters.
Yep.
Let's just do a, what do you call them?
Opener. Yep.
Let's just go full bullpen. Mm-hmm. Full bullpen.
Put them all in the bullpen.
Put them all in the bullpen. That'll be the way to go. We can just get 2 innings out of every pitcher every night. We'll just mix and match it.
Why don't you put Price there?
No. I mean, again.
He's been better than all of them. You need
exactly.
A closer? Stick David Price there. That's a good
$32
idea.
Million dollars we're up to now.
Yeah.
Steven Bilrica on the NFL. Hi, Steve.
David Price. Good idea.
How's it going? Hey, one, lots of losers in the AFC and NFC Championship play a consolation game the week before the Super Bowl. And number two, there's no way the Patriots are going to play in a 750 pick without Brady. Yeah.
Well, what's 14-6?
14-6 is pretty good. What's the winning percent? I don't know. 70? 700?
Something like that.
I think it is. I think it's 700.
They're pretty close to a 750 team without Tom Brady.
Yeah. Hey. And what's left unsaid is they were undefeated the year before and then fell off to 11 wins with Castle. So, like, that was a pretty stacked roster is all I would say.
I think
and they were eventual Super Bowl champions that Garoppolo played with.
On his first idea, they already have the Pro Bowl in there, like, the week before the Super Bowl. But if that didn't exist, I think it would be really easy to say, two teams, you just lost your championship or your conference championship games. Why don't you come back next week, play a meaningless game, so you can be the official third-place winner in the NFL. That sounds like a great way to
play. If they played it straight up, I'd like that, but I don't think they'd ever play it straight up.
You would like it?
Yeah, why not?
A third place game? Sure.
No, that to me, not. So look, I'm all for extra
inventory.
You want
more football. That's more football.
I don't want a third place game.
Why?
Because I don't care about third place.
There you go. Boom. Revenue
but
grown.
But you care the Browns playing the Raiders with their backup quarterback?
Bills, Jets, good. Chiefs and Saints, bad game. That's a bad game. That's an unwatchable game.
All those 18 games are going to count in the regular season standings to get to the playoffs to win the championship.
Yeah,
so
they don't all count
for the championship. The third place game does not count for the championship. Sorry.
If they played it straight up, I'd watch it.
I mean, I'd probably watch the
Do you like the bronze medal game in the Olympics?
No.
Mm.
I did watch the USA when they were in it,
there
though.
You go.
It is true.
Yep.
I did.
Mm.
Just for that, here. Mike in the truck on Taco Fall. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, he dropped off.
Good.
You've got to pick one. You can only have one.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, you have to take one.
Done. I like this. I already like where this is going.
18 games or Taco Fall?
You have an option of three things.
Huh? Okay.
Taco Fall on the Celtics roster.
Uh-huh. Hate it.
Chris
that's,
Sale.
That's the, last.
Chris Sale closing.
Yep.
18-game NFL schedule with 16-game max per player.
Yep. You want the order?
Which you?
I only get one.
You have to accept one of the three. Which
sale
one?
Closing? Put them in there. Sale closing. Close them.
617-779-0985. Seriously, you'd rather see?
Can
Sale?
You say that as a complete sentence? I want to hear you say it.
I, Adam Jones, want Chris Sale as the closer
instead of an 18-game NFL season. Two more football games. That is so asinine.
No. I'll take the 18-game schedule if guys are allowed to play every week. If you're telling me guys have to sit for 2 weeks, then yes, I would rather have Chris Sale as the closer, yes. I definitely... Taco Fall is dead last on that list.
So, I know what's going on with you and Taco Fall. The fans just bug you.
Yes.
It's not the player. The player, in the very brief time he's been here, has sort of overachieved his status. In other words, he went undrafted. He was not supposed to be a deep project, and he actually showed a little something in the summer.
Sure.
So, if you were just being totally fair about the thing and just assessing the player, you would say the player actually has shown me a little bit more than I thought.
Yep.
But you can't do that because you got a hair across your ass for Celtics fans.
Because the fans can't be fair. The fans started this. The fans can't be fair. They're all acting like he's, going to be the next Rudy Gobert. So that's where it started. I didn't start this. I wasn't talking about Taco Fall until people started saying, put him on the roster. Yeah, he's going to alter shots. Yeah, he's like Rudy Gobert. That's my issue. That's my problem. If people were treating him like he was, a project and the bearded lady and some sideshow at the circus, then great. If that's how we were treating it, that it's just a fun watch in the summer league. If we're talking about it like he has a real chance to make the team, that to me is insane. Yes.
You're saying the fan started it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything to contribute to that.
Nope.
No.
None. Okay. Not
just
me.
Got it.
Not me.
Jones in for Maz. Yes, it's possible to get worse. Jones and Hook alongside. We got another segment of your wonderful phone calls that comes your way right after Marshall Hook's update. Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Maz.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
The 2-2. And they get him to chum on a ball in the dirt. That's going to do it. The Dodgers come into Boston and take 2 out of 3. The best record in the game gets even better.
The Sox dropped 2 out of 3. Winning run in scoring position in the 9th, 10th, and 11th innings, and they can't get him home. Including the 11th inning with a leadoff double by Jackie Bradley. They don't bunt him over. Then he gets caught going to third on a grounder, and that was a key play late in that ball game. Marcel in Woonsocket wants to weigh in on that. Hi, Marcel.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
Listen, you must bunt in that situation. It's fundamental baseball. My goodness, there's so many options to get a run in. Sacrifice, wild pitch, pass ball, error, ground ball to an infield. It's fundamental baseball. You must bunt. Tell me the purpose, Jonesy, to defeat the bunt in that situation. Tell me, Jonesy.
I just don't want to give away outs there. That's all. So, there's a lot of ways you can also not score. You can bunt him over, then the next guy can strike out, and then another out, the inning's over. So I'm not giving away outs there. My issue is not with bunting. I don't really think Cora should have bunted there. I just think if you're going to bunt in the ninth, you should bunt again there.
What was the situation in the ninth?
It was Bradley leadoff walk, and then Hernandez came up. So they bunted him from first to second, which if you're going to do that in the ninth inning, exact same base runner, exact same hitter, I think you'd do that second to third in the 11th, right? If you're going to be consistent, I would think that. Now, maybe.
So I would do it the second time, but not the first. Well, I wouldn't, because that's not the same. Getting a guy to third with less than two outs.
No, what I'm saying is if you did it the first time, it's even more obvious to do it the second time, right?
Probably so. Probably
so. Now, I think in the 9th, it was a lefty. Who was it in the 11th? So maybe that may have factored into it. I honestly don't remember. Maybe the pitcher factored into it. Who knows? Maybe their nerds up front said, you can't. The spin rate on this guy says you can't bunt off him. You can't lay down a bunt.
You know the nerds. There's some reason there why they bunted in one situation and not the other.
This is why I'm not sure why you can tell me the Red Sox don't put weird contact plays on with certain pitchers on them. Like, I don't know that the Red Sox don't do that with all the reams of data they have.
There is no contact play from second to third.
I don't know. With weird spin rates and ground ball rates and things, maybe the Red Sox look at the pitcher and say, you got to go on this guy. You're ruling that out?
McCarthy's back there.
These nerds, you're ruling that out?
We've got a baseball nerd on staff here. McCarthy, have you ever heard of a contact play where the runner runs from second to third on contact no matter what?
It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard, Jones should shut up.
Thank you, Jones. Did you ever hear putting four guys on the same side of the infield 5 years ago?
Yes, it happens now.
I know it happens now. I'm saying maybe the Red Sox fancy themselves ahead of the curve.
There's no contact play from second to third.
Okay, you're getting bogged down in the wrong thing. I'm not even defending Bradley. You keep saying I'm defending Bradley. I'm just blaming the manager more.
Okay, good job, McCarthy.
That was a good job. It's fair.
We've got Paul in Watertown on the Celts. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, good.
I'm a big Celtics fan, and I'm wondering why I've heard practically nothing on talk radio or read anything in the Globe about this 6'11 center, Eric Cantor, that they picked up from Portland.
Okay, so I'm just going to stop you, Paul, because your phone's average. It's Enos Cantor. Well, why don't you give him...
Instead
of mocking him, just give him 30 seconds on Cantor. Why don't you?
Yeah, I don't like the signing very much. So the guy can't... What?
I'm stunned. Keep it now. Go ahead.
No, I mean, offensively, he's pretty good. You know, he's got a little bit of a jump shot. He's not going to step out and shoot
rebounds.
Good. He does rebound. He is, and I am no Mr. Defense over here, but you want to talk about a guy who plays no defense, this is him. So he's a bench big. That's how he's been used. He played pretty well for Portland last year after injuries piled up to my other guy, Nurkic. But generally, no, I don't think he can be your starter if you want to be a good team. He hasn't been a starter on a good team, save for that run last year in Portland where he plugged in midway through. He hasn't been a starter on a good team, period. So, no, I think he's a bench big.
Seems like there's an opening for someone. Dave, who could that opening possibly be filled by, do you think?
I just think Taco Fall is the perfect, 15th or 14th man on your team, a great specialist. Mm-hmm. I don't see why you'd want to have, someone like Yabusele, who stinks at everything.
I'd rather have
Yabusele. Over Taco. For what?
I don't know. At least Yabusele can, move. I'm not saying Yabusele is good.
Taco can?
Yeah. Taco can't. Taco can for a 7'7". For a 7'7" guy, I hear this, he moves pretty well for his size. Great. Who else is his size? You move well for your size, you're still the slowest guy on the floor. So, no, I'd rather take someone like Yabusele who has, some skill. Some skill. What skill does Taco have?
Has Yabusele been picked up?
No. So,
hold on. If they release Taco Fall today, he'd be picked up immediately.
Yeah, to go to a G League team. Yeah.
He'd be picked up, and Yabusele has not.
Yeah, he'd be picked up on a two-way contract.
So, what does that say to you?
What do you mean?
You just have this thing about Taco Fall because Celtics
fans
like
him. Maybe Yabusele doesn't want to sign a two-way deal. Did you ever think about that?
Taco
Fall would eat up a two-way deal because he knows it's the only way to get into the league. Maybe Yabusele says, I was a 16th overall pick. I could do better than the two-way contract.
Let me ask you, Mr. Interrogator over there.
Sure, yep.
What do you see as the upside? I mean, do you see Taco Fall making this team and being a factor in any way, shape, or form?
I would rather have him. So tell me are there 15-man rosters?
Huh?
So who's their 14th and 15th guy right now?
Oh, who is
14th? The French guy, right?
That's true. Poirier is down there somewhere. Brad Wanamaker is down there somewhere.
Okay, so I'd rather have Brad Wanamaker than Taco Fall. I think I'd rather have Taco Fall than the French dude you just mentioned.
No way. I've never even seen the French guy, but I have seen Taco Fall, and I'd rather have the French guy.
Yeah, I'd rather have Taco Fall.
Okay.
I mean, if someone is just sitting there at the end of your bench and not getting, DNPs, why not? This guy has some sort of something.
Does he? He's just tall.
Why? I mean, listen.
Well, it's the NBA. It's basketball. It's important to be really tall.
You think after 50 years they haven't figured that out? That maybe just the tallest guy out there isn't the best guy out? You think they've never thought of this before?
I'm not telling you to start the guy.
Who was the guy from England who was 9'10", back in the 20s? Why'd that guy never play in the league? Why didn't they get him out there?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Here's the thing. This
Wadsworth? What was that guy's name?
Every team in the league knew about Taco Fall.
Sir Livingston Wadsworth? Are you serious?
Who was the tall? Yeah, some tall dude.
They all knew that this guy was here. It wasn't like the Celtics. Celtics plucked a guy and everyone went, huh? Who? What? Where? Where did that come from? And then he did whatever he did, which wasn't much in the summer league. Every team knew about this guy and every team passed on him multiple times.
I'm just saying, what has changed?
He's played 14 minutes in the summer league and now every team is going to take a flyer on him?
And I've seen none of it. I'm just telling you, if a guy's 7'6".
Robert Wadlow.
The third from England? How tall is he?
8'11".
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not kidding you. Robert Wadlow was 8'11". He remains the tallest person ever. I don't know. Celtics should have signed him. What were they thinking?
I'd rather have him than Yabusele.
Taco Fall can dunk without jumping, right? He can do that, and still no team is interested in him.
This guy dwarfs Taco Fall.
Kevin in Southboro on the Red Sox. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? So first of all, on the Patriots, they could just take the first two games off with their starters and then play the next 16. They'd be just fine.
There's a million ways to do it. It would be good fodder for all of us to talk about when they play and when they don't play. It'd be a gift for talk radio.
Ton of fun. And as far as Jackie Bradley, you know, little leaguers are taught if the ball's in front of you, you don't go.
Unless it goes into the outfield.
Right. And most base runners leading off a second base will back up and you move forward. That's how they teach stealing bases. You move forward and then you break. He stood right in the baseline the entire time. So the ball was behind him.
Brutal play. Brutal play.
Here's my issue. What's a bigger deal? A player having a brain fart, which admittedly he had a brain fart, or the manager being inconsistent and getting overwhelmed by the moment?
In that case, way more on Jackie Bradley.
Manager.
Much worse.
Manager.
Jones. So he bunted in one situation and didn't. That doesn't mean you run into an out.
It means you're just slinging crap at a wall and you have no conviction about what you actually believe.
No, but how could you equate the two? And again, you made a good point. The pitching matchup in each of those situations. Bunting the guy into scoring position versus the guy who's already in scoring position. There are differences there that I guarantee you that there are nerds in the front office at the Red Sox with three ring binders that have printed out reports on those situations, and he's just going by the book he was given. There is no way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I believe that second thing that you just said. He's just going by the book that was given him, fine, or he's flying by the seat of his pants. Either way, he has no conviction. He's not making any decision.
To me, that is nothing to do with the manager there. You cannot run into the out.
Nothing to do with the manager?
Nothing to do with the manager.
You said you would have bunted. How does it have nothing to do with the manager?
Because that has nothing to do with Jackie Bradley running into an out at third once they didn't bunt. That had nothing to do with it.
Well, I don't know. You know how he wouldn't have run into an out if they bunted him over to third?
That's not one of the reasons I'm bunting. I'm not bunting because I think he's going to pull a boner out there.
No, but okay, that's fine.
What?
But if he... That's a
legit expression.
Yeah, okay. Merkel's boner. Google it one time. Not on a work computer. You said you would bunt, so none of that's on the manager.
Not running into the out?
No, I understand.
There should have been a runner on second, one out.
I'm rewinding a little bit further back. So going back to the original decision, you just said you would bunt. You put none of it on the manager?
Not the running into the out part.
Okay, but he can't run into it if you're bunting.
But that doesn't mean just because he doesn't put the bunt on, you run into an out. Am I talking... McCarthy, am I speaking Swahili? What is Jones's problem?
I have no idea.
I understand all of what you're saying. Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
I think what you're saying is asinine.
He's not hearing what you're saying.
One is
nothing
to do with the other.
Rewind the tape to where Jackie Bradley is standing on second base. Okay. Nothing's happened yet, right? Yep. Rewind the tape to that point.
Yeah.
At that point. Why is Alex Cora not calling for the bunt?
Okay, but that's different than running.
Yeah, but that's the question.
Right,
that's the question.
But that's what I'm talking about.
You can
disagree with that all you want or look past it all you want, but that's what I am talking about.
Okay, so I'm telling you there's a reason. There's a reason they bunted him to second but wouldn't bunt him to third. It has something to do with something a nerd put in a three-ring binder, I guarantee you.
So that's just acceptable.
And he's going by it.
Don't second guess the nerds.
I'm just telling you it has nothing to do with him running into the out once the ground ball was hit.
He ran into the out like a moron. Sure, got it. I blame the manager more.
I think that's asinine.
I think you're asinine.
Top 10 most asinine things you've ever said.
I think you're both asinine.
Well, I'll tell you what else is in the top 10 is 18 games with sitting guys for two. So we're even.
Also, Taco Fall should be a starter in the NBA.
Taco Fall should be the closer for the Red Sox. Ray in Nashville, what do you got on that 18-game schedule, Ray?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, and it's against you, Felger, so I'm sorry. But... I know you've given Big Jim Murray crap all the time about watching, like, just bad football games on a random Thursday night.
You got it.
So I just think that's going to be
it's going to be just more of an issue with bad games and stuff like that. Where I do agree with, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I do agree with Jones. Make them all play. And there's going to be something that the NFL is trying to do to convince the NFLPA to get the players to play. Okay, fine, you don't want to play these two extra games. We're going to put them on anyways. If you want to play, you get a game check.
So listen, Ray, the option here apparently is bad football or less than full, you know, capital NFL football, small NFL football versus no football. And if that's my choice, I'm taking the second thing. I'm taking some backup players for two extra weeks of inventory for more football. That's my choice versus no football at all. That's all. That's simple as that.
You're falling into the same trap that Cuban. I thought you subscribed to this. I thought you thought Mark Cuban made some good points about pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. This is on that path. Now, maybe you don't think they're quite there yet.
No. I thought Thursday night football. So I think too many nights of football is different than an extra week of football. I do think they've saturated the nights, especially when you get towards the end of the, you know, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night.
When does football start exactly in your mind, in your perfect
world? So my perfect world, it starts after Labor Day, but now with the two extra weeks, you get the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend, and so it's a national holiday.
So you're backing everything up.
Yeah.
You're not starting earlier, you're backing
everything
exactly
up. Exactly right. Yep. Okay. Starting right where we start and ending a couple weeks later, Super Bowl on that President's Day weekend, and there you go. Boom.
You realize you've added two more Thursday night games that you hate.
Yep. Price of poker. That's a price I'll pay Jones to get me two extra weeks of football. That is correct.
And I don't hate 18 games. I just they shouldn't have this rule with sitting guys for two games. That's
okay.
All I don't like.
Final word with Marshall Hook comes your way right after these words from our sponsors.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, the final word is being brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deals, best deal on tires. That's what it is. There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats hooked. Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So we have two items on the agenda today. They both involve somebody by the name of Adam Jones. First, if you did not tune in earlier, Adam Jones gave us a couple of NBA rankings, and Luke from the Green Mountain state of Vermont had some issues with them.
Luke in Vermont, how'd you feel about Adam Jones's list there?
Oh,
horrible. Jones, you care about winning at all? Like,
well, these aren't full teams, Luke. It's only two guys.
I know, but Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, I mean, they've won several championships.
Yeah, with Durant and Draymond. Like, I mean, it went deeper than just those two.
Russell Westbrook, they didn't win by themselves. Sucks, man. Jones, Steph Curry's unanimous MVP. You talk about MVPs. Steph Curry's unanimous MVP. That must mean something. And you can't tell me at this point of their career that you would rather have Russell Westbrook than Klay Thompson when you consider shooting both ends of the floor. You'd rather have Russ than Klay Thompson.
That wasn't the whole debate. It was about both of them. And, yes, I would rather have Harden. Yeah, if you let me speak, I would rather have Harden and Westbrook over. Yeah, that was the list. Yes, thank you for listening.
Jones, this is why we don't engage the callers. We let them speak, and then we drop them, and then
I decided to yell over.
Because, exactly.
On the night, you know, on the night show, we it's a little lighter caller volume. It's a good back.
Let them breathe for a while. There's
good,
kind
healthy
of a
back and forth.
There's just back here, no forth.
Luke, you get the final word. Go.
Which player would you rather have over Curry or Klay Thompson, Westbrook? Which one is he better than, Jones?
Westbrook is better than Klay.
That's insane.
Don't trip the callers, Jones.
Yep. I'll make note of that on the night show. We're gonna have some real short caller segments if that's what we do on the night show. But sure,
yeah, 5 hours of that. Yeah.
Our one caller after the halfway through the segment, we're like, oh, okay, callers are done.
Jones got into it with another caller, Mike from some fancy western suburb. Gave him some choices he had to go through.
You've got to pick one. You can only have one.
Yep.
Or I'm sorry, you have to take one.
Done. I like this. I already like where this is going.
18 games or Taco Fall?
You have an option of three things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Taco Fall on the Celtics roster.
Uh-huh. Hate it.
Chris Sale.
That's last.
Chris Sale closing.
Yep.
18-game NFL schedule with 16-game max per player.
Yep. You want the order?
Which you...
I only get one?
You have to accept one of the three. Which
Sale
one?
Closing. Put them in there. Sale closing. Close them.
Seriously, you'd rather see
Can
Sale...
Can you say that as a complete sentence? I want to hear you say it.
I, Adam Jones, want Chris Sale as the closer.
Instead of an 18-game NFL season, two more football games. That is so asinine.
No. I'll take the 18-game schedule if guys are allowed to play every week. If you're telling me guys have to sit for 2 weeks, then yes, I would rather have Chris Sale as the closer, yes. And I definitely... Taco Fall is dead last on that list.
So, I know what's going on with you and Taco Fall. The fans just bug you.
Yes.
It's not the player. The player, in the very brief time he's been here, has sort of overachieved his status. In other words, he went undrafted. He was supposed to be a deep project, and he actually showed a little something in the summer.
Sure.
So if you were just being totally fair about the thing and just assessing the player,
but
you would say the player actually has shown me a little bit more than I thought.
Yep.
But you can't do that because you got a hair across your ass for Celtics fans.
Because the fans can't be fair. The fans started this. The fans can't be fair. They're all acting like he's, going to be the next Rudy Gobert. So that's where it started. I didn't start this. I wasn't talking about Taco Fall until people started saying, put him on the roster. Yeah, he's going to alter shots. Yeah, he's like Rudy Gobert. That's my issue. That's my problem. If people were treating him like he was, a project and the bearded lady and some sideshow at the circus, then great. That's how we were treating it, that it's just a fun watch in the summer league. If we're talking about it like he has a real chance to make the team, that to me is insane. Yes.
You're saying the fans started it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the fans, Jones.
They drew first blood.
Never you.
They drew first blood.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.